soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 12, 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the throes of judgment. The entire earth is under unprecedented extremes of suffering, anguish, and trouble. Those outside the right abiding relationship with Jesus Christ from his perspective are having the wrath of God abiding on them. This is written in many places in the New Testament and has the word apathetic to the lordship of Jesus, bringing down this wrath of God. People are experiencing right now their due for rejecting the voice and command of God. Proverbs chapter 1 speaks of this. God sent warning and rebuke, but the masses ignored his voice. Then the trouble comes and they eat of the fruit of their choice against the Lord. They reap what they sow, or they reap what they didn't sow. This is what is underway now. I perceive for almost 3 years now how God has said, let them alone. They are in God's hands, and what takes place with each individual is between them and God. For some, it's too late. There will be no place of repentance. For some, hopefully, there will be a place of repentance. It is God's command for all to repent. In fact, Jesus addressed this when some of his disciples pointed out some wickedness done in the land in those days. Jesus answered back and said, so as to say, you think that they did was evil? I tell you, unless you all repent, you will all likewise perish. That word perish is in the Greek language the idea to be totally be destroyed. So everyone is under this order from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Repent or else. I see the conspiracy that's written in the second psalm. The secular rulers, the kings of the earth, set themselves and the apostate religious masters form an alliance of rebellion against God and his son Jesus. They don't want any restriction or yoke from their lordship. God lets them do what they do, what they intend to do, to a point, and he let them execute Jesus, though he outwitted them, since this was God's plan before the world began, to have Jesus crucified for the redemption of man. Praise the Lord. But we speak of this rebellion by the builders who reject Jesus, the cornerstone, and their plan to rule the world without the God of gods, but the pseudo-god, Satan, the slanderer. He's defeated already. God is using this enemy of all for his own purposes. Satan has been loosed to deceive the entire world and all people. That is going on now, if you can perceive and know it. God has turned people to believe the lies since they did not love the truth, did not obey the truth, and approve things that he detests. Therefore, they are led to the slaughter even now as God turns them over to believe a lie. Many professing Christians and their iniquitous religious associations are banded together with the hypocrites and have been snared despite Jesus' warnings. Oh well. So we are in the very throes of extreme danger right now. The agenda to weaken and destroy all things, including people, is underway. It's the war of the devil and his minions. Those heeding Jesus know what is underway. God has shown them. They understand and perceive and live accordingly. God has said he will speak to the wicked conspirators in his rage and terrify them. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It's written, he's a consuming fire. And Jesus himself has been seen to have eyes of fire. Woe, 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 woe unto the wicked. God is going to confound these evildoers, the lawless, the blasphemers, the profane fornicators and idolaters of the world, the foolish ones who despise the holy things of God. Woe, woe, woe! They are wise to do evil, but fools concerning life and righteousness. They despise the good and godly. They love evil, death, and Satan himself. They are insane, just as their God, Satan, is. We are in the final countdown, ladies and gentlemen. There are only so many more days before it is over. We know this because what Jesus has told us, that the last of days would come as a snare in which there will be no escape other than through the straight and narrow way in Jesus and the power of the gospel of the cross. Self-denial. The ones who will perish and are perishing are those who refused and rejected God. They rejected his command and voice, and now he comes to reject them. That is the principle in the Word of God over and over and over, and God does not change. He is the same. This snare, Jesus said, would come to destroy all flesh. He assured his followers that the Father knows this, and for the very elect's sake, he will cut short the days. Some will be appointed to die for the truth in Jesus as faithful martyrs, and others will be delivered. God knows. His will be done. But those who never laid down their lives on a day-to-day basis will never be able to pay the price to stand for Jesus unto the end. They will give up their profession in Jesus, if they have one. They will preserve their life in this age, and therefore they will lose it, as Jesus proclaimed. These days are the last call, the last chance. Either fall on the rock of submission to Jesus and his lordship, or have the rock of the Lord fall on you in his righteous, fierce wrath of judgment. This is how the wicked will be blown away as the chaff in the wind, as seen by Daniel the prophet and referred to by Jesus. These are remarkable things indeed. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.